Buster's on. It's a good day.
No flipping out on the Good Day program. Let's calm everybody down. Although I'm guessing in the next 24 hours, there'll be a lot of people who will go back in the history of their experience, or those who weren't around 50 years ago, to relive what happened the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. I think we'll have a lot of that, Jennifer, in the next 24. There's already been a lot of it on television, and the weekend will be full. I think it's overdone. There isn't. What's magic about a 50-year anniversary? Why 49 years?
It's one of those numbers that we like to.
We succumb to the news media trying to create something out of nothing.
Or I could kind of put this into your wheelhouse and say maybe 50 is just a powerful number, and that's why people pay attention to it.
Well, that could be. All right, that's good. I like that. Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen here with the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. Hopefully, you'll walk away from this being more informed and entertained. Put them together. It's infotainment time on the radio. There's a new theory that has surfaced around the death of John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a sexy, not intriguing theory, but there is a lot of study and wonder being put into what happened because this focuses on some new evidence. If you thought there was any way somebody would come up with something new on this, here it is. There are a group of theorists who are now holding, not that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot, they say he did shoot.
Okay.
He rattled off the shots at the motorcade carrying Mr. Kennedy past the famous Texas Book Depository. Have you ever been there, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty eerie, isn't it?
I actually have only been to the Grassy Knoll because we were driving through town, so it was a quick stop, but yes.
Yeah. It's not what you think it is. You never, those things, when you get pictures of them and things get into your mind, then you go actually to the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like going to Gettysburg or any place that you've, in your mind, had, you've held a picture in your mind of what it looks like, and it doesn't look like that really at all when in the big picture. Anyway, so the Secret Service agent riding in the car right behind the president, that Cadillac that's always in the pictures with the blue light on the side of it, that was a convertible as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the car. The Secret Service agent in the car, as soon as he heard the gunshots, jumped up, grabbed his Colt high-velocity rifle to return fire. The car stopped suddenly, and according to the theory, Agent George Hickey lost his balance and discharged his weapon.
And he's the one that shot him.
Yep.
Hmm. Maybe.
Entirely an accident.
And then the government would have covered it up. But there were so many things before. I mean, there were supposed to be people riding in the car with him, and there weren't. There was there were just things that happened. They changed a route. It does. I mean, it's easy to believe the conspiracy theorists because there's so many things that went into the day before it even started, before he even got into the car, that make you think it could have been a conspiracy.
Well, it was. Well, the idea that Oswald was there, even the other people, it was the Grassy Knoll theory, all this other stuff. Jack Anderson convinced me a long time ago, and he wrote this in his book that overviews what he did in his research to prove the Warren. He was more out to prove the Warren Commission was a sham because he didn't like LBJ.
Right.
So that was Jack Anderson's motivation. And it was, LBJ was a horrible president.
Well, many people think that he was behind.
He was dirty in this.
Behind it, that he was in on it.
Yeah, right. So whether he was or he wasn't, I don't think that Anderson ever thought he was in on it, but what he did think was that he, and as a matter of fact, he sort of proved it, that the Warren Commission was a sham, and it was done that way because LBJ said, if you find out the Russians are involved, there'll be a war, and we can't have that. I mean, that was somebody trying to portray LBJ as somebody who was altruistic, which is not true. He was a jerk and a really bad guy and a horrible president. Anyway, having said that, and besides, he spilled barbecue sauce all over his shirt. So, Who could like it?
My dad has really gotten into it this year because his birthday is the day that Kennedy was shot. So it's a special thing for him. It's just, you know, it happened on his day. It's like people that were born on 9/11.
Yeah.
So he is very convinced that it was a mob hit. He's convinced that the Kennedys...
That's what Anderson says. Mm-hmm. The mob in conspiracy with Fidel Castro, because they were promised... If, in fact, they bumped off, the mob was unhappy because of more because of Bobby Kennedy than JFK. Mm-hmm. And so when that all was put together, Castro had chased the mob out of Havana, and they wanted back in again. And so Castro was working as an agent for the Russians.
Well, my dad actually thought that it was that they had promised to deliver the election for Kennedy because there was some lost ballots, and I say lost in quotes, that never made it to the polls in Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's what delivered the election for Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And then when Kennedy turned the attention back on the mob after he promised to leave him alone if he had won, they said, well, you renege on this deal, we're going to renege on our deal. And...
Well,
that's essentially
it wasn't
what
JFK.
Happened.
JFK
it
did not arrange
dad,
it. It was
no.
his father who arranged it. His father was his father and LBJ made great bedfellows because they were both crooked. They're just bad guys. Anyway, so the theories continue, and it'll be interesting to see what else pops up. But I find that to be a fascinating. I've never heard that before, frankly, mm-hmm. even though it's been knocked around a little bit according to some of the stories that you read.
That's what he believes, that the dad was just a bad guy and basically lost his son.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the theory that the gun discharge accidentally...
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one. I hadn't heard that one.
Right, nobody's heard that one before. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is not with us this morning because he's a little under the weather.
He's investigating theories of JFK for tomorrow.
He's investigating the theories for tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. 888-302-3684.
He's not sleeping at all right now.
Yeah. It's Jennifer@DougStefan.com or Doug@DougStefan.com and Jen General Monitor, our Facebook page at Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Wait a minute. It's Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Theories about JFK and his assassination would be a good place for us to start. I think it's time we turned our attention away from Mr. Bashir and perhaps even away from the Affordable Health Care Act and maybe away from George Zimmerman. What do you think? You all for that?
Well, his gun's taken away.
Yeah, yeah. He's now wearing an ankle bracelet. It's very attractive. That's where I put it on.
You should put it around his neck.
Here, George.
A little zap every once in a while.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Are you hoping for thicker, fuller, and healthier hair? Don't want to wait a long time. You don't want to go to the Hair Club for Men. Is that even still in existence? Probably is somewhere.
Sure.
Hair Club for Men. You don't want to have one of those painful transplants. No matter what they tell you, it hurts. So how do you fix the problem of your hair going bye-bye? You don't want to put on a rug. People with toupees look silly. So here's the solution to that problem. Those of you who desire thicker, fuller, healthier hair, who want it, who really are out on a quest, you don't have to look any further because the brand new Provia Super Concentrate was created with Y-O-U in mind. It's a bottle that's powerfully filled with the ingredient. Main ingredient here is a cleanser, and it's a natural cleanser. Cleans the pores in your head that have gotten plugged up from you using cheap shampoos over the years. That's really what's happened. You may have saved a few bucks, but look what you did. Your hair's gone. So now this has been, and what's in the pores is like cement. So this Provia formula will cleanse it out, and then the hair follicles that are under your scalp start growing again. And in 3, 4, 5 months, thick, rich hair will come back to you. Seems almost impossible, but it's worked for a lot of people. We have testimony on top of testimony on top of testimony that refers to people who are giving up. But now they have strong, fuller, younger-looking hair, thanks to Provia, which you can get by dialing 800-525-8319. I just put some on an hour or so ago, so they can make sure that what's growing up there continues to grow. You're not wanting to look the way you look now for the holidays. You can get working at it. I'm not sure the hair will come back in that quickly, but you'll feel the fuzz once the pores are cleaned out. Call for Provia now, 800 525 8319. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get the new Super Concentrate free with your order of regular Provia. Stop looking at your hair going down the sink. Let's fix that. Limited time offer, Provia. 800-525-8319.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I are going to listen to Robin now. Is listening to The Truth in Tucson. Robin, what's your theory on JFK?
All right, so I'm listening to you guys, and I hear your accidental theory that they put out, you know, the Secret Service agent that was behind JFK. Now, if you've ever fired a firearm, or anybody that has, you know, they can attest to, if you fire something that has liquid in it, the liquid sprays in the same direction that the round hit it at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the Zapruder film, which was a civilian film, wasn't, you know, the media wasn't, you know, government, you can clearly see a blood spray pattern that fires backwards, which would be in the opposite direction of which the Secret Service agent was. So unless the bullet...
What do you mean that? The Secret Service agent was behind Kennedy?
Yeah, but the blood goes back.
The Secret Service agent would have fed. So if the bullet did a magic 360, it could do it. But I've never seen a bullet turn in midair like that.
You're right. I see what you're saying.
All right. Thank you. Ron.
Theories. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Ron's got another theory, I think, or do you like our theory, Ron? What do you think?
Yeah, I like your theory. That sounds pretty reasonable, the Secret Service agent's gun going off.
But the last fellow who just called said that wouldn't be possible if you know anything about trajectory of guns and what happens when a bullet hits an object. So he didn't think that that's possible at all.
I have quite a bit of experience with guns, and there's really strange things can happen with guns. I've seen, I was holding a gun once, and the gun went off, or it cooked, you know, and the bullet inside there got too hot, and I got shot right in the face, you know.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
so,
my. That's really...
So things can happen, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Glad you're okay.
It. Yep. It's a good thing that it worked out all right for you. That's pretty... that's a visualization and a half, isn't it, huh? Well, at least you know in the next, as I said, next couple of days will be a lot of theories about this. You can share them with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show if you'd like. Twitter at Good Day Show or Doug at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour. Good day.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dad singing sorry seems to be the hardest word.
What do I gotta do to make you want me?
This stuff, these screaming kids in the background, is so distracting. It destroys in me. And I can't, because it's so phony. It's so foolish.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, it is.
Here's the thing. They have warm-up acts. They get these kids all riled up. There's a lot of 12-year-old girls who go into the audience and scream for the cute boys that they, you know, the people that they like.
Yeah. Doesn't work, but thanks.
Well, it doesn't work for you, but for them, for a 12-year-old girl, and right. They have their favorites. Oh, Dougie, boo! See? You know what I'm saying. Right. You've had that happen where little
where
girls,
little
you know,
girls,
walking
right.
down the street, they go, oh,
oh, it's not that for me. Let's get to the comedy from last night. Monologues from the Conan O'Brien Show, Jay Leno Show, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon. We'll start as usual with Conan.
And, of course, everyone's still talking about Toronto's crack-smoking mayor. I just love saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm going to keep talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
There's that crack-smoking mayor, I tell you. This is the latest. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is now saying he smoked crack maybe once. The problem is that one time lasted 6 years. Apparently it was a continuous...
I like that. Maybe once.
Yeah, maybe once. Hard to tell, because I was on crack.
Well, folks, here we go again. Freshman Tea Party Congressman Trey Radel of Florida has been arrested for possession of cocaine in Washington, D.C. Yeah. You know, should we really be punishing him for this? I mean, anything to make Congress work faster, I'm all for it. You know, give them all the coke they want. Just get something done. Well, in open court, he admitted he is an alcoholic and pled guilty to possession of cocaine. The judge sentenced him to 4 years as mayor of Toronto. So,
hear about this, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense to me. Thieves broke into a thing, and they stole $500,000 worth of Red Bull. They're described as armed, dangerous, and ready to go. I mean, $500,000 worth of Red Bull. I said to myself, what's the matter with these guys? Haven't they heard of crack?
Boy, it's been a rough couple of weeks for President Obama. We've had the NSA spying scandal, and the Obamacare website is just a mess. It's like I made it. It's so bad that a new poll found that Mitt Romney would beat Obama if Americans could vote for president again today. Yeah, he even asked if there's any way we can have a do-over, and not Romney, Obama. He was like, get me the hell out of here. Get me. This is not fun at all. This sucks. Yeah, that's right. President Obama and other Democrats have even stopped using the term Obamacare when referring to the new health care law. Yeah, that's right. Now they're calling it the Affordable Care Act. Americans are like, just let us know when you can call it fixed.
Then we can take care of business.
All right. Here's a little excerpt from a conversation Rita Cosby had on her program about the bizarre twists and turns of the story regarding the mayor of Toronto.
Here is this guy. Now he's planning on doing a new TV show. It's going to be called, appropriately, Ford Nation. And in addition to that, he also is saying, well, you know what, I may run for prime minister someday. And if you look at some of the new poll numbers, he's actually been doing pretty well. He's actually gone up in poll numbers. What does that say to you?
What it says is that the poll numbers are based on name recognition, and that's what's so sort of wrong, I guess, if that's the right word, with the polling, because it doesn't, unless you ask a really specific question, you don't get specific answers. Oh, yeah, what about Rod? Oh, yeah, I know, he's the mayor of Toronto. Yeah, I mean, they don't even know what the question is. Anyway, the question is, what time is it? It's 28 past the hour. See that specific answer.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Let's talk cafe. And I'm not referring to the little bistro down the street, but rather cafe as in corporate average fuel economy. Standards set by Congress to ensure vehicle manufacturers design and build cars and trucks with increased fuel efficiency and decreased emissions. According to a recent study by Ricardo Engines, the vast majority of the vehicles sold through 2025 in the United States will use internal combustion engines as primary propulsion, which will require technology assists like turbo boosters and higher octane fuels like ethanol at 113 to meet the 54.5 MPG CAFE mandate. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million-dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stephen, good day program. Well, mostly stuff that's going on here in America. There are things that are happening around the world that affect our lives here in America. So we'll get into those as well during this half hour of Good Day. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen trying to put your mind into the right place to make this a successful day for you. Your mind, you know that, is your true essence. How things look on the outside of you always depends on what's going on inside of you. You knew that, right?
It.
Oh, absolutely. Your thoughts are things, and thoughts have brought you to where you are right now. Your actions mirror your thoughts. Without your brain working, you can't move. Right? You can't. The things that are a part of the brain, for example, you don't even think about moving. When you want to walk, you walk. When you want to talk, you open up your mouth and you talk. Can you imagine how amazing it is? The more I was reading something last night, and it was sort of supported by a video that I was watching, that it goes back to these various theories about how the universe came to be and whether or not there is some sort of guidance, whether there's some force, whether there's something like Yoda someplace. You know how I love Yoda. Yoda and the Force and what it is that there was a special on Nova on asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
And how the asteroids, when they land in the ocean, because they're carrying genetic material, create new life forms on the planet. And it may be that that's how life forms from other planets got to this planet.
Okay.
And those of you who think that I'm nuts because I say that we came here from other planets, not so fast. Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Now you understand what I've been thinking all these years. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of things that are thought out or not, the Affordable Health Care Act, still in the news, and it's not necessarily good news. If you are in one of the states that has, let me see how many, I keep saying it's 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
And today's Good Day Show also
15,
brought to you by 16, the letter T.
16 states plus the District of Columbia.
Right.
Have their own
private exchanges.
Private, yeah. Yesterday, New York became the seventh state to reject the president's proposal to insure companies to the insurance companies, which would allow them to renew or extend customers' current policies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't begin to understand. This has become so confusing. I thought that that was a better thing, but yet now these states, and the states include not only New York, but Washington State, Rhode Island, Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Indiana, all rejecting the president's proposal to allow the former insurance policies to go into effect. I don't see what difference it makes. If they want to have their own policy back, who cares? But I don't even know if that's an arguable position. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This has become so confusing.
It is so confusing.
And it is just the latest example, the continuing example, and how the Republicans are actually going to make hay, because this thing's not going to get straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
People will have this in their minds when they go into the election box, the booth.
I mean, people have been telling us, we have a lot of medical experts that chime in on the show, and people have been telling us that in January it's going to be a real nightmare.
Unbelievable.
You think it's big now? Wait till next January.
Right.
And my question is there any sort of, like, backup? Is there any sort of insurance? Let's just say, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if this plan doesn't work, let's say in January...
The answer to your question is no.
So these people that have bought into the system are just out of luck?
Mm. Well, if they're in the states that have their own program, no. But if they're in the other 34 states...
The federal
states,
program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way I'd read it. Somebody else got another spin on it, 888-302-3684.
But I'd imagine even the state exchanges, they're selling a federal product, right? You're just buying them through the state.
No, you're buying an individual. This is a private thing you're buying. You're not buying in California. The way I understand, Ken Kessler, who's not with us this morning, when he did it, he
bought straight through California. Okay,
right.
So
but
then
they only,
he'd be okay.
But it's an exchange that offers competitive bidding in
gotcha.
A sense. That's what it is.
So he'd be okay then. And then
saving $250 a month.
Right.
So where did that? Is that because the insurance companies are making way too much money? Or because in competition, you always find things get filtered out, sifted out, so that at the end of the day, that's why they do bidding.
Mm-hmm.
The public is supposedly protected by the bidding process. And let's say you want a new truck for the street department. You go out to bid, and you have Ford and Chevrolet and GMC and Dodge and International and whoever else may be producing a product that you can use for a truck for your department. And whoever comes in with the lowest price is going to get the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they going to sell it at a loss? Presumably, no.
Right.
So then...
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. Believe me, I am the furthest thing from a fan of this Affordable Care Act because I don't like when government gets involved with stuff like this.
No.
But there was definitely something that needed to be done. Our health care system needed to be overhauled.
See, this doesn't fix the health care system at all.
It kind of adds...
It doesn't fix anything.
Up. Right.
Except making insurance available, it doesn't deal with the real problem.
The fraud.
Lack of good...
The waste.
Right. It's just like another government proposal. And here the government gets involved to make it worse instead of better. Why do people fall for this stuff?
Because it's easy. I mean, we've... And this
It's like baloney over and over and over.
Of course. But
and over and over and over again.
A society, especially young people, of people that think the government's going to bail them out, that it's less about hard work and more about what people will give you. And
right.
So
entitlement. It's all the entitlement.
It's all about entitlement. And so they want to buy this bill of goods. Mm-hmm. Whether it can happen or not, realistically, they want it to because it's easy.
All right, so as long as we're talking about the president, he did something interesting yesterday, the Presidential Medal of Freedom announcement. 16 distinguished Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the list is former President Bill Clinton. Next on the list is Oprah Winfrey.
Sounds like a lot of medals for some of his former supporters. It's weird.
Loretta Lynn.
Hmm.
Indiana Senator Dick Lugar. Astronaut Sally Ride. Gloria Steinem. Ernie Banks, the baseball legend, all on the list, marking the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy establishing this award. You knew that. The Kennedy Award, that's what they call these, the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award, was started by Kennedy the week before he was killed. So you can be sure there's going to be a lot of attention paid to it this year, especially.
Mm-hmm.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. So there's a lot of talk today, Jennifer, about a security deal with the Afghanistanis. U.S. and Afghanistan apparently reaching a security agreement involving the presence of troops in Afghanistan beyond next year. Why in the name of God we're going to do something like this? All it does, this is another reason to vote out whoever it is that's responsible for putting this together. Even though you don't vote for John Kerry, he's part of the administration. He announced the pact after a series of meetings with President Karzai, who's about as corrupt as JFK was. It'll be presented to a meeting of tribal elders for their approval later on today. Kerry says that there was no truth to reports that as part of the deal, President Obama would send a letter of apology to the Afghan people acknowledging mistakes made by America. Let me be clear, Kerry said that President Karzai did not ask for an apology. There was no discussion of an apology. There will be no apology. So says John Kerry, who also in their right mind, this really, can you imagine the anathema that the Democrats would go through if in fact that did take place? We're going to apologize to them for, well, we ought to apologize for the mess that we made out of it, starting with George Bush and not following through and going after Bin Laden.
Whether or not we made a mess, you don't apologize.
No.
You don't. If you want America to start losing its strength, which we already have,
then it becomes it's an egotistical thing.
But you know what? To stay number one, what do you have to do?
We are number one. Hello. Yeah. We are no longer number one.
Exactly, yeah. For reasons like this.
Because we went to Afghanistan and made a mess of things. We went to Iraq and made a mess of things. And we go all over the place to start wars because it's good for the military-industrial complex. And what do we have to show for it at the end? How many Americans are dead because we went into Iraq and Afghanistan and really accomplished nothing with the SEAL team?
We're afraid to go to Iran. That's where we should have gone. If we were going to go somewhere, that's where we should have gone.
To Iran?
Yeah.
Why would we go to Iran?
Because everybody's afraid. No one wants to go to Iran.
No, but why would we?
Because they're
going to Iran, you mean?
They're the feeder government for all of this stuff. Please.
You're talking about back to September 11th?
I'm talking about they're a great breeding place for terrorists and for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but they weren't then.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Iran?
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. I'm biting my tongue.
Okay.
888-3023.
By the way, this is my opinions.
I know.
My opinions alone.
And your opinions count as do everybody's opinion. We bring to you something to talk about. There's an important story about whether or not we ought to be involved in Afghanistan and what we're doing to get out, which everybody thought was the plan. Now we're not going to get out. Another government lie. That's what it is. We were told last year that we'd be out by 2014, right? Don't you remember that?
I do remember.
Troops will be all out 2014. Hello? The New Deal says we'll keep our troops there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. That doesn't work for me, nor does it work for anybody else in America who's got half of a brain. Why would you keep any of our troops in harm's way over in that dust bowl? That godforsaken, horrible country that has taken too many American lives to begin with. You're going to leave more there so they can be target practice for the Taliban? I don't think so. Well, apparently my opinion doesn't count, and neither does yours, because they're going to do what they want to do anyway for who knows whose benefit. Who knows what the real deal is? It reminds me of the days when Rumsfeld and Cheney made their deals with Saddam Hussein. Nobody really knew what the deals were. Well, all speculated on it, but did we know what the real deal was? Yeah. And so look what it got us 20 years after that deal. I don't hold with any of these foreign entanglements like this that bring us nothing except hardship, heartaches, problems, pains. It's poison for America to be there. Poisonous. And yet these guys sell us down the river again for who knows, again, what's the deal? Karzai's brother's got a big farm in Pennsylvania. I think it's 700 acres or something like that. Who do you think put up the money to buy that farm? Where'd that money come from? You and me. Bribes and whoever knows what else went through in that family to keep a lid on what was going on in Afghanistan. You think I'm wrong? Help yourself. 888. Well, you pushed my. When you said what you did, you just pushed that button with me. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. 888.
Oh, I'm thanking myself right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. 888-302-3684. I'm going to give people another reason to be thankful that they're listening to the Good Day program. If you are of the right age, and mostly it happens when you're in your 40s, you start thinking about your body. Because maybe some things have broken down. Maybe you got a little problem with your knee. Maybe you got a little problem with the rotator cuff. Maybe there are other things going on in your body. And you're thinking, oof, my heart, my blood pressure. What am I going to do about that? Well, here's the way to keep your blood pressure in check. Heart Factors Plus boosts your body's nitric oxide level. So what happens when you do that? Well, it'll help your blood pressure because the blood will be moved around. It opens up the arteries and makes the flow better. There's more blood getting to your heart, more blood getting to your head, more blood getting to places in your body. All of your body needs more blood. Your body's going to function so much better when your blood pressure is normal and you keep it that way. Keep your arteries clean. Keep your arteries strong. Better circulation, better blood flow boosts all kinds of functions in your body. So you want to do that the natural way? Call 800. This is what's called preventative medicine, I guess, in a manner of speaking. 800-577-8560 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call now, 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8560. You'll get an extra surprise gift as well when you mention my name and a free upgrade to priority shipping. So lots of great reasons, but the best is to make sure that your heart and your blood pressure are normal. You keep it there, and this is the way to do it. 800-577-8560.
There is danger in your neighborhood. Trampolining, an activity enjoyed in backyards for decades, can be hazardous. Orthopedic surgeons and ER staff treat more than 100,000 trampoline-related injuries each year. The annual cost for these injuries exceeds $4 billion. Dr. William Richardson of Duke University Hospital and a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons explains.
The trampolines can be fun for kids and adults. They pose a risk for injuries, especially when two or more jump at one time. The most common injuries are sprains and fractures, which result from falls on the trampoline mat, frames or springs, collisions with another jumper, stunts gone wrong, and falls off the trampoline. Orthopedic surgeons recommend that families avoid trampoline recreation centers, and parents urge their children to stay off trampolines at neighbors' homes or in indoor playgrounds because of the high risk of injuries.
To learn more, visit orthoinfo.org.
In 2010, 26 million people in the United States had diabetes, and 7 million of them were undiagnosed. 15% of those with diabetes can expect to develop a foot ulcer at some point in their lives. A new resource, fightformyfeet.com, is now available to offer diabetic foot ulcer patients and their clinicians information, tools, and strategies to help ensure proper foot care. Dr. Gary Gibbons, a leader in vascular surgery and medical director at the Center for Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine at South Shore Hospital, comments further.
Diabetic foot complications are the most common cause of non-traumatic lower extremity amputations in the industrialized world. As a physician who educates patients living with diabetes about proper foot care, it's great that there is now a website I can refer patients to.
Learn more at fight4myfeet.com. Fight for My Feet is sponsored by Organogenesis, the makers of Applegraf and a commercial leader in the field of regenerative medicine.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so we were talking about the Kennedys. Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel. Remember him?
No.
Accused of murdering his 15-year-old neighbor. Been in jail for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was convicted for that murder. He's now going to be retried, so he's getting out of jail today.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Names in the news. On one hand, you have A-Rod. On the other, Congressman Trey Raydell. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. And certainly you would think there are things that matter more than Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees. But for many years now, A-Rod has been a lightning rod for controversy. The 38-year-old Rodriguez, hit with an unprecedented 211-game suspension from Major League Baseball for a variety of performance-enhancing substance-related violations, is appealing that suspension. And yesterday, he was taking part in a grievance hearing when he and his lawyers were told by the arbitrator that Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig would not be forced to testify. A-Rod would later say in a radio interview that he lost his mind. He banged a table, kicked a briefcase, and stormed out of the room. Sports analyst Mike Baco feels this was a case of A-Rod being A-Rod and that it was all for show.
He knew the rules going in. His team knew the rules going in, and all of a sudden it comes as a big surprise to him that the arbitrator is not making Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig testify.
And so, says Baco, it's possible Alex Rodriguez planned this outburst.
This could have been his Hail Mary pass. This could have been him going for everything, just throwing it on the table, trying to get some sort of level of public opinion behind him.
Although, if you believe A-Rod, he has plenty of support from people who feel he's being persecuted. It is very likely all of this will go beyond the court of baseball and wind up in federal court. Elsewhere, you have Florida Congressman Trey Raydell, who says he's taking a leave of absence after pleading guilty to charges of misdemeanor cocaine possession.
I ask for your prayers, offer my family. It's what I'm focused on, my recovery, my health, and my family.
Raydell says he's entering an inpatient treatment facility in Southwest Florida and will donate his congressional paycheck to a charity until he gets back to work. Raydell was arrested in Washington late last month in an undercover sting operation. The 37-year-old freshman Republican is a former TV reporter and radio talk show host who ran for Congress last year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
A precious gem wrapped in silver. Behold, Philadelphia cream cheese.
A trend worth spreading.
It transforms herbs into dip, cake into cheesecake.
Spoons into lickable spoons.
Philadelphia cream cheese. Every bagel wants it.
Schmear, there, everywhere.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
On Wall Street, it was a down day for the markets yesterday. The Dow dropping 66 points, closing at 15,900. NASDAQ lost 10 points. S&P down 6. The FAA is taking steps to make sure overweight pilots and air traffic controllers don't fall asleep on the job. Under new guidelines, pilots and controllers with a body mass index of 40 or more will have to be evaluated by a sleep specialist and screened for obstructive sleep apnea. The FAA hasn't said when the new policy will take effect, but it will start with pilots and then move to controllers. Closing notes, Thanksgiving Day, 1 week from today. Let's go to the dinner table. The American Farm Bureau has released its annual rundown of the cost of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 people. Last year, the Turkey Day dinner for 10 ran an average of $49.48. This year, $49.04, down 44 cents. And for 10 people, that works out to about $4.90 a person, not including the tip. I mean, whoever's preparing the big meal deserves at least 20%, don't you think? Even more if you're married to them. And finally, we have some Powerball news for you. Time is running out for a Powerball winner in Florida to come forward and claim a $16 million jackpot. Lottery officials say the person who bought the winning ticket at a Tampa convenience store this past May has not yet stepped forward to redeem it. And whoever it is has until 11:59 p.m. local time tonight to step forward. Winners have exactly 180 days to claim a jackpot with a winning ticket. If no one shows up, this will be the largest unclaimed jackpot in Florida in 10 years. Oh, and the sound you're hearing in the background is that of a washing machine. This is my guess as to where that winning ticket went. You lose socks in the dryer, lottery tickets in the washer. You gotta check your pockets. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Happy Honda days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Cali Group, visit KBB.com for more information.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.